Welcome to Unmasking Greatness. This podcast is about unmasking your greatest potential and living a purpose-driven life. If you got value from this episode, you already know. Like, share, and subscribe. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Unmasking Greatness. This is our Friday Fire. Every Friday, we're doing a short little episode, making sure that you are focused and motivated going into the weekend. But today, I have a question, and this one question will define the trajectory of your life. Preston, tell them what the question is.
Are you interested in achieving your life goals and dreams, or are you committed to achieving them? That question right there is going to determine everything in your life. Are you interested, or are you committed? I see so many people that are merely interested in their goals and dreams. And if you are interested in achieving your goals and dreams, you are going to fall back on convenience, your story, the limiting belief why you can or can't have something. But if you are fully committed, there is unwavering, relentless pursuit and focus that nothing will stop you. And if you haven't achieved your life goals and dreams, it's probably because you're interested and you're not committed.
And this goes in all areas of your life, whether it's your health, whether it's financial, whether it's your relationship, all of those. You know, are you interested in growing a business? Are you interested in getting healthy, working out? Are you interested in having a good relationship?
Yep.
Because if you're interested, again, you're just going to fall back on what's convenient to you. And what happens when you do that? Not much.
Yep.
Not much happens. You're kind of stuck in the same spot. Nothing changes. But if you're committed, you know that you want to better yourself. You know you want to get in shape. You know that you want to be financially stable. You know you want a good relationship. You got to make conscious effort. You got to put in the work. You know, that's where these two words right here can make or break you.
They will. They make or break everybody. And I see so many people, they have the same exact goals every single year. We've talked about this before in prior episodes. Yeah. I see the same people. Oh man, what's new? What's going on? I'm just trying to lose some weight. Just trying to get in shape. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get in shape. It's not that damn hard to get in shape. It's not. No. Oh, well, you know, my genetics, I'm just big bone. I'm in a rut. I ain't got time. It's because you're freaking interested. If you want to change your life, commit. If you want to look a certain way 4 or 5 months from now when summer hits, when you put those swimming trunks on or you put that bikini on, do you want to feel empowered and confident or do you want to be ashamed and make an excuse? That falls back to today. Are you interested in getting in shape or are you committed? Everything. Chris and I were not interested in starting a podcast. We were committed.
Oh yeah.
We told ourselves. We're going to do it. No. We're going to do it. We were committed. Chris is committed to his business. I'm committed to my business. Chris is committed to his physical well-being. That's why I see him at the gym every single morning like clockwork at 6:30 a.m. He gets on that stair climber. He's not interested. If you are interested in attaining or doing anything in life, that is superficial motivation. And guess what? There may be micro moments that you are motivated. Hell yeah, I can conquer the world. But most often than none, the motivation fails. And it falls back on your discipline and commitment.
Absolutely. And you got to, you know, if you have something you really want to do, do it and have no backup plan.
Yep.
No plan B. Preston's even said this, burn the ships. Sail off and burn the ships.
Torch them bad boys.
Yeah, ain't no going back.
Uh-huh.
You know, because now you're fully invested in what you do. Even with this podcast. We talked about it. I was like, let's do it. And my personality, and everybody has their own thing. My personality is when I start to financially invest into things, I'm more committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds crazy,
yeah.
But I have some skin in the game. So what do? We bought all the equipment. We got 3 cameras. We got lighting. We got the backdrop. We got chairs, table, everything. You know what I mean? But to me, it made me feel official. It gave me that feeling like, no, we're really like, we all in. I didn't do all this for nothing.
Yep.
You know, same thing with, you know, business coaching. I invest into a business coach. I got some skin in the game. But a lot of times what holds people back from making this deciding factor is deciding. Just make a decision. I just had this conversation with Preston. I'm going to bring it up here, too. I don't care. Had a conversation with a guy yesterday. He was interested in the program that we were doing. He was, for one, hard to communicate with. His answers are very one answer, you know, one word answers. But we started talking more and more, got into like explaining how our program works. Said, hey, man, you got questions? Fire them off. Let me answer anything you got. Nothing. Okay, cool. I was like, I'm going to be fully honest and transparent with you. I don't know if this is what you need. There's no point in me going into packages and pricing because I feel like you're looking for something else. I'm not sure. And one of the things that he was saying is like, oh, you know, I'm just shopping around. I've reached out to other coaches. And I was like, well, how did that work out for you? He's like, well, you're the only one that actually would get on the call with me. I'm like, yes, because in our business, we're not here to just put another tally on the board. We care about you. Mm-hmm. We communicate with our clients. You know, we're not just here, here's a $50 program, hope it works out for you. No, we are going to walk with you side by side through this whole thing, teach you how to do this for the rest of your life. You're committed, right? So he goes in and he's like, I don't like to make rash decisions. I need to think about it. Okay, I completely agree. Think about it, right? Here's the thing. You've been thinking about it for the past 2 years because that's how long you've been shopping around. You don't need more time to think. You need more information to get a decision out of you. But I'm the only source of information that you need at this point because nobody else is talking to you.
Yeah.
So what do you need? Because if it's not what I'm offering, then I will send you somewhere else. Right? And he's like, well, I just need a couple days. I was like, okay, respectfully, I don't push people into my program like some salespeople are. I told him, I was like, can you make a deal with me? He said, okay. I was like, one of the reasons that you haven't started anything is because you cannot make a decision for yourself. That's why you say a couple days, you forget about it. But today, you are going to make a deal with me. It's 3 p.m. today. 3 p.m. tomorrow, you are going to give me an answer. Yes, I'm wanting to learn more about this. No, this is not for me. You're going to give me one of those answers by 3 p.m. We got to put a designated time on when you're going to make a decision. Can you do that? Yes, I can do that. That was the first step he probably made to getting closer to his goals. One small decision makes one step forward. Mm. Make a decision. You got to start somewhere. Everybody wants to wait for the perfect time, the perfect coach, the perfect plan. How do you even know what's perfect? You haven't tried anything. You have to pivot. Life is not simple like that, where it's just, there's one thing that's going to change my life forever. No chance.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Here's a question for you. Another defining question that you can internalize. Are you interested or are you committed to giving your kids a greater quality of life than what you had? Mm. Huh? What are you? As a parent, I would sure hope that you're committed.
Yep.
But then why are you interested in everything that has to do with you and your life? You can do it as a parent. Your identity is wrapped into a kid that's eventually going to leave you. Kids are going to get older and move away, but we get immersed in our child. We should be a parent, but you have your own life. Yep. That's why when kids get 18 years old, relationships fall apart. Because their identity is not in two individual beings that are in love. It's just the kid. But then the kid leaves. And if you're listening to this, you could probably answer that question. Are you interested? Sure, I'll try. Or are you fully committed, if you are a present parent that's a part of your child's life, in creating a better quality of life for them than what you possibly had? I know the answer to that, and so do you. You're committed.
Yeah.
But you can't commit to anything else. What if you took a half of that commitment that you're giving to your child, if you are a half-assed parent, which I hope that you are, and put that to your physical well-being, your mental well-being, your finances? Your whole life would change. The life that you hope and pray for is not that far away. It is, though. It's 10 marathons away if you're interested. But if you fully commit, I promise you, the goals, dreams that you have will be sucked to you like a magnet, and you'll realize, damn, why did I not do this sooner? It's mm-hmm. that easy. That's why Chris and I are saying this. We went from sitting in a sushi restaurant in downtown Spartanburg to saying, I mean, it might be cool to have a podcast, to right now unmasking greatness. We've already exceeded thousands of downloads. We took mere interest and committed to it. And now look at us. Yeah. And that's not being braggadocious. But at some point, if you have an idea, if you have a vision, if there's something you want in your life, bam, freaking do it, because there's no right time. Chris is raising a child. Chris has a family. Chris has a business that is insanely busy. He's the CEO. I have a business. We're both busy. That could be the excuse. But we were committed to doing this and bringing value through a podcast, because podcasts changed our life. Be committed. This weekend, like we tell you every weekend, that's not a chance to the clock out. That's not a chance to go outside, smoke a cigarette, and be on lunch break for 48 hours. Check in. Go all into your life and ask yourself, sit down in your vehicle, on your couch, look yourself in the mirror, and say, do I constantly complain to the people around me about the results that I am not getting in my life because I'm just interested, because I haven't committed? I'm trying to get 100% results when I'm merely 50% committed. Turn up the dial.
It's powerful. It's all about the quality of life that you want.
Yep.
And, you know, in our program, we help tons of parents, specifically, you know, with the health and fitness journey, because this is so common, as you were touching on, that you want to give your child everything. You want to give your family the best life possible. But in doing so, you start to neglect on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You start to pull back on your health, you know, and long term, that's where it's going to catch up.
Yep.
Because how are you going to, if you can't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of anybody else? How are you going to be strong enough? How are you going to handle the stress of life? You know, not only that, you got kids. If they play sports, if they play, you know, whatever game they want to play at school or whatever, don't you want your kid to be like, that's my dad. Yo, that's my dad right there.
Superman.
He's a superhero, right? Yep. Or that's my dad. He's like sinking in his seat, like, oh, my dad's here.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm trying to show up and show out. Yeah, I'm the one. I support you. Do whatever you follow your dreams.
Yep.
I'm not the parent to tell people like, or tell my kids, you're going to play this sport. You're going to go all the way. No, find your passion and I'm going to feed that fire.
Mm.
Because if you find your passion, that's what you're going to be great at. I'm going to be that dad. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting yourself back and thinking you're doing the right thing. And really, on the back end, I promise you, it's going to catch up to you.
100%. It's really that simple. Are you interested or are you committed? It's really that simple. Life is very complex. There's a lot of moving pieces in life. I know you're busy. I know life is hard. You may be going through a storm right now. You might be in a rut. That's part of life. That might be a season. We're in winter right now. But I promise you, in a couple months, spring's going to come around. And then it's going to be sunshine here in South Carolina. You may be in a temporary season. That season can go away a lot faster if you are committed. Commit. Set a goal for yourself to commit to be the best man or woman that you want to be. It's really that simple. When you commit in life, everything else is easier. Plus, you don't want to look back one day in life and regret that you never lived a life that you wanted to because you never committed. You never went all in. You never burnt the ships. You owe it to yourself. Yep. Tons of people are interested. Don't be a sheep. Don't be the sheep that follows interest. Be the lion that goes against the path and that's committed. Because if you associate yourself with people that are committed, and if you start to commit, I promise you, your life will change. That's a money back guaranteed. There you go. It's going to happen.
Commit. Commit is the word. And just on the seasons, to touch on that, listen, nothing's going to happen overnight.
No.
Right? But what do they say when it comes to like fitness and how you look? The summer body is built in the winter.
Mm.
Start now.
Yep.
Because you don't want to get to the summertime and be like, dang, I wish I would have done.
It's too
late
now. I
wish I would have started in the winter. There's always next winter. Yeah, there's next winter, another winter,
yep.
You know, a decade later, you know, 20, 30 years later, guess what? There's tons of winners.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to commit? Do it now. That's our message. Do it now.
Go kick ass too. I'd get super fired up and pumped up, but just go kick ass. Be freaking awesome. You're here for a reason. Life is freaking short. Maximize it. Yep. Smile. Have fun. Commit to a freaking goal. And it's not even the goal that you put on a piece of paper that's really that important. It's the process of actually fulfilling promises to yourself, of saying that I'm going to get my ass out of bed and go to a gym at 6 a.m. It's not the fact of getting bigger arms, but fulfilling those promises day in and out and saying, you know what? I did it. I can do it. I believe my word. When I say something, I'm going to do it hell or high water because I'm motherfucking committed and we're getting fired up. We're bringing the heat into this Friday.
Let's go. Let's go.
Perfect.
Look, I hope you guys have a good weekend. Again, commit to your goals. We believe in you. Let's roll, man. I'm ready to roll the rest of this week out.
I'm fired up. You guys are awesome. Make it a great Friday.
Peace.